Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2517 with the release date of Friday, January 23rd, 2026 to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. A severe solar radiation storm disrupts HF communication. U.S. lawmakers propose restoring funds to Voice of America. And in New Zealand, Q codes are on the move. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2517 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Wadsworth, Ohio, here's Stephen Kenford, N8WB.
Our top story this week is the most severe solar radiation storm in more than 20 years. It began on Monday, January 19th, and lasted through much of the week. The National Weather Service declared the storm to be at an S4 level, a degree of severity not seen since October of 2023. S4 is the second highest level of this type of storm. The storm's severity, which exceeded that of the one in October of 2023, disrupted the HF bands, challenging ham radio operators while creating spectacular auroral displays. A bipartisan agreement among the U.S. lawmakers could restore the government's financial support of Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, and other federally funded news services. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, has that story.
U.S. lawmakers in Washington, D.C. have reached a deal that would fund the Voice of America, giving its parent organization, the U.S. Agency for Global Media, an estimated $653 million. That figure is considerably lower than the annual $860 million provided previously to the agency. As described on the Radio World website, the funds would also pay for restoration of operations for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and Radio Free Asia. A minimum of $30 million is earmarked for medium and shortwave programming by the Office of Cuba Broadcasting. The deal is part of a larger spending bill, the National Security Department of State and Related Programs Appropriations Act. It has the support of both parties in Congress, and its funding plan goes against the White House's executive order from last year, which shut the international news services. Even if the measure receives final approval from the House and Senate, it will still require the president's signature. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
The NASA's Artemis II mission began its long-awaited journey to the moon and back on Saturday, the 17th of January, with the rocket's rollout onto the launch pad at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Three of the four astronauts who will be aboard have their amateur radio licenses. Travis Lisk, N3ILS, tells us what's up next.
If all goes well, astronauts Reed Wiseman, KF5LKT, Victor Glover, KI5BKC, Jeremy Hansen, KF5LKU, and Christina Cook could be poised for liftoff as soon as early February on the Artemis II test flight. Though the crew won't be touching down on the moon's surface, the test flight's 10-day journey will establish a path for an eventual longer human presence on the moon. In fact, it will be a springboard, in a manner of speaking, to send the first NASA astronauts to Mars. By the time the quartet splashes down in the Pacific Ocean, their journey will have taken them the farthest from Earth that any crewed mission has ventured. This will be the first human spaceflight to the moon in more than 50 years. Last year, the U.S. Space Agency asked hams with the necessary capabilities to observe the Doppler shift on the spacecraft's S-band return link carrier signal. The spacecraft's S-band range is between 2200 and 2290 megahertz. Volunteers will not be transmitting or uplinking signals. This is Travis Lisk, N3ILS.
Determined to preserve Taiwan's citizens' ability to communicate despite ongoing damage to underwater internet cables, many Taiwanese are pursuing the wireless option of amateur radio. John Williams, VK4JJW, brings us the details.
Last summer, a court in Taiwan gave a 3-year prison sentence to the Chinese captain of a ship registered in Togo after he was convicted of deliberately damaging Taiwan's underwater cables. Though that high-profile case in the justice system appeared to settle one incident, Taiwan remains challenged by such ongoing damage, which cuts the island off from the rest of the world. Taiwan is also embroiled in ongoing tensions with Beijing, which claims the self-ruled territory as its own. Recent media reports say that amateur radio is being seen as Taiwan's wireless workaround to maintaining connectivity. A civil defense group there has been providing ham radio instruction to prepare candidates for their operating licenses. Although there's already an amateur radio presence in Taiwan, represented by the Chinese Taipei Amateur Radio League, these newest candidates are pursuing license status, especially because of the damage being done to the cables. Their hope is to be able to step in and maintain communications if Taiwan is cut off from the internet. More than 90% of Taiwan's internet traffic is carried by 15 international and 10 domestic communication cables. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
The American Red Cross has many powerful tools in its repertoire to assist communities in distress. And now, in Flagstaff, Arizona, it is about to add amateur radio. Ralph Squillaci, KK6 ITB, tells us about it.
The legacy of Silent Key Jack Lunsford, NT7MM, is going to help save lives. Jack, who had been a member of the Northern Arizona DX Association, became a Silent Key at the age of 94 in December of 2024. His daughter presented his beloved Kenwood radio to the DX Association, hoping it would continue its mission of communication and goodwill. Bob Wirtz, NF7E, the association president, has ensured that this will happen. He has donated the radio to the American Red Cross office in Flagstaff for use by licensed amateurs among the staff and volunteers. Denny Pricer, KC3DTB, a Red Cross recruitment specialist for the region, acknowledged the gift, saying in a press release, quote, "Ham radio provides emergency broadcasts when everything is down. They are more powerful than portable radios and can be used to communicate around the globe. Lately, there has been a resurgence of ham radios with wildfires and other disasters," end quote. This is Ralph Squillaci, KK6 ITB.
A short window of time remains to nominate candidates for this year's award to be presented at Hamvention. The categories are Amateur Radio Club of the Year, Amateur Radio Operator of the Year, Technical Achievement, and Special Achievement. The Club of the Year award honors organizations that demonstrate commitment to their community and society. The Operator of the Year acknowledges active amateurs who are also active contributors to the amateur community at large and its future. The Technical Achievement Award recognizes hams whose inventions, experiments, or other related accomplishments have improved ham radio. The Special Achievement Award honors an individual who has shown over the years a commitment to professionalism, service, and advancement of ham radio in general. Nomination forms can be found on the Hamvention website at hamvention.org. You will also find details about supporting documentation that is required. The nomination period closes on the 10th of February. Time for you to identify your station. We are the amateur radio newsline heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the W9MID repeater of the Mid-State Amateur Radio Club in Greenwood, Indiana at 7 p.m. local time. Through the years, amateur radio operators have become as much a fixture at one of India's major religious gatherings as the thousands of pilgrims themselves, and for a very good, life-saving reason. Jason Daniels, VK2LAW, explains.
The Ganga Sagar Mela, the week-long Hindu pilgrimage that takes place each January where the Bay of Bengal meets the Ganges River, is a sacred time for millions throughout India. The crowd size makes it a perilous time as well. A man suffered a stroke, a toddler became separated in the crowd from her mother, and the father of a teenager nearly drowned, according to news reports. Members of the West Bengal Radio Club, who have been a steady presence at the Mela for many years, are deployed with their radios into the crowd, connecting with a central hub. To successfully find the toddler's mother, a trio of radio operators shared a photo of the three-year-old with others and reached out to an amateur radio operator in the family's hometown in Bangladesh for additional information. In another instance, a teenage girl said her father had not returned from his visit to the shore of the island, prompting the hams to conduct a search. They got in touch with the on-site health centre and learned that he'd been transported there after nearly drowning earlier in the day in the shallow waters surrounding the island. The hams were also able to reassure the family of a 64-year-old stroke patient. They contacted his family to let them know he required medical assistance and had been airlifted to Kolkata for treatment. This is Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
Competitors and volunteers are getting ready for the 2026 World Radio Sport Team Championship in July, but organizers are also looking a bit farther down the road to 2030. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, has those details.
A competition of sorts is taking place among would-be hosts for the 2030 World Radio Sport Team Championship, and the organization's sanctioning committee has set a deadline of the 15th of February to receive letters of intent. The letters should include the proposed time frame and location, the estimated budget with fundraising plan, and identify the officers and organising committee. Letters of intent or questions about the host selection process should be sent to dougk1dg@gmail.com. The committee would like to announce the next host during the closing ceremony of WRTC 2026 in July in the UK. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
In the world of DX, listen for the special event call sign HI60UD, which is on the air to mark the 60th anniversary of the second oldest amateur radio club in the Dominican Republic, the Union Dominicana de Radio Aficionados. Operators are on the HF bands using SSB and the digital modes through to the 31st of January. Preferred QSL is via LOTW, but direct and EQSL will be accepted. Chaz NK8O is on the air as 5H3DX from Tanzier until the 9th of February, operating CW and using the digital modes on 20 through 10 meters, if conditions permit. He will also be on 6 meters. Alex IW5ELA is active holiday style as 8Q7EL from the Maldives, IOTA number AS013, until the 27th of January, using mainly CW on various HF bands. Listen for Alder PY1SAD on the air through the 23rd of February as 8R1TM from Guyana. He is using CW, SSB, and digital modes on 160 to 6 meters. He is also operating via satellite during the week from 2300 to 0300 UTC and more frequently during the weekends. See the QRZ.com pages for these three stations for QSL and additional information. Finally, here's our last story for this week. This one, which originates in New Zealand, has been patiently waiting in queue. Or is that waiting in queue? As in the letter Q. Actually, both are correct, because this story is about Q signals, but it's also about cars. And Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, is here to give us a Q. Or is that a clue?
No doubt you've been on the air and heard QSL, QSO, and QRZ. If you check into any nets, you have likely met up with QNC, QNI, and QNF. But have you ever encountered any of these while driving? Here in New Zealand, our cars don't just have turn signals, they have Q signals. David ZL2WT recently reported to Neil ZL1NZ, the NZNet news manager, that he's been seeing more and more vehicles with plates that are sporting all kinds of Q signals. That's because New Zealand, which issues three letters and three numerals to each of its newly registered vehicles, does so in alphabetical order. Not quite 2 years ago, the system began issuing plates with the letter Q. A busy radio operator, David is always on the alert for a QRZ. But when he recently spotted one while taking a walk, he wasn't operating pedestrian mobile. It was on the plate of a car at a nearby QTH. Sadly, he didn't find a QTH, at least not one that was on a car. He was ready to locate a QRV, however, and he did, parked not far from his own QTH. David told Newsline that the worst Q code any car can receive is QSD. An enthusiastic CW operator, he knows that it means your keying is defective. He told Newsline, "I would not own a vehicle with that number plate." Now, I'm not driving, but it's time for me to put the brakes on anyway. Time to go QRT. This is Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF.
Are you ready to write a ham radio haiku? It's easy, even if you've never written a single line of poetry in your life. Visit our website at arnewsline.org, and as you compose your ode to your favorite on-the-air activity, we will help you use the correct number of syllables to make an authentic haiku. Submit your work, and then sit back and wait to hear whether your inspired haiku will be highlighted on our website where everyone can read it. With thanks to American Red Cross, ARS Technica, David ZL2WT, David Bihar, K7DB, DW.com, DX News, 425 DX Bulletin, Hamvention, James Gifford, N8KET, KB6NU Blog, Live Science, NASA, National Weather Service, NEIL, ZL1NZ, NZNet News, QRZ.com Forums, Radio World, ShortwaveRadio.de, Spacecom, The Statesman, Times of India, Wireless Institute of Australia, WRTC, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. We wish all our listeners the very best for the year ahead in 2026. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2026. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material, even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights are reserved.